Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting 7th. The 3rd baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting 8th. The 2nd baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting 9th. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines bunts in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive for a single. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Anderson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsolac hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Ripken moves to third. Tackett moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sachs is one for one in the game, with a double. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is one for one in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tackett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tackett hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilak for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tackett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua, who is chasing the ball. Tackett reaches third base with a triple. Ripken goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sachs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck bunts in front of the plate. Tackett fields it and throws to first for the out. Sachs moves to second. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sachs moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sachs tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsilak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Leo Gomez. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tackett hits a line drive for a single. McLemore moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McLemore scores. Tackett moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Terry Leach now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. David Sehgi now playing first base. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Greg Olson now pitching. Todd Froworth now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Warren Newson pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck moves to second. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.